Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
The stars are brightly shining. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 in the English Standard Version. One of the most beautiful, modern portrayals I have seen of the Nativity, and one that I feel depicts this verse in an equally beautiful way, comes in the form of the 2023 movie musical, Journey to Bethlehem. After Mary is seen going into labor and preparing to give birth, the movie cuts between her and Joseph in the stable and the three wise men making their way to the manger and stopping in a field with an adult male shepherd and his young daughter, who are seen keeping watch over their flock by night. Then, a bright star is seen shining in the sky, and the young shepherd girl begins to sing a verse of Silent Night, ending with the line, "Jesus, Lord, at thy birth," with her father seen and heard harmonizing with her on the second repeating of this line. Before both the shepherds and the wise men, the angel Gabriel then appears in the sky, announcing Jesus' birth, before the music swells to a crescendo, and a chorus appears behind him singing a verse of O Holy Night. The shepherds and wise men drop to their knees, some with hands folded in prayer upon seeing this spectacle. The movie then shows reaction shots of other citizens of Bethlehem reacting to a blinding light encasing them, some initially appearing shocked, but then slowly realizing what this means, that Jesus Christ has been born on this night. During this season of Advent, the beauty of this portrayal of the Nativity resonates with me a bit deeper and is a vision that would not leave my mind while thinking of a topic for this devotion. While we may not know for certain the precise details of the night of the Nativity, as none of us were firsthand witnesses, I would encourage you to give this scene in Journey to Bethlehem a watch, as it is a beautiful and moving portrayal of this verse and leads you to feel as if you are feeling the same emotions the wise men and shepherds are feeling in the moment. Because even several watches later, I can say that I felt that way. Now, let us pray together. Dear God, during this season of Advent, help the brightness of the light these shepherds saw not be lost upon us as we rejoice in the birth of your Son. May we experience the secondhand joy the shepherds and wise men experienced as we worship him and celebrate his arrival in the manger on that fateful night. In your name we pray, amen. This devotion was written and recorded by Grace Jonas. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful season of Advent.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.